This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. The World Pork Expo hosted its second annual Young Pork Advocates Issues Meet. We'll have more right after this.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact labsales@farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
The Young Pork Advocates Issues Meet, which is for young people aged 18 to 22, has competitors take a deep dive into current pork industry issues and gain an understanding of the National Pork Producers Council producer-led policy development process. Mary Lanou, one of this year's competitors, said she was excited for the opportunity to polish her communication skills while also learning about an industry that is fairly new to her.
As someone who used to be in discussion and has already competed in several similar discussion meets for Minnesota Farm Bureau, I really saw this as an opportunity to kind of showcase some of my skills that I have in communications, but also challenge myself to learn about a new industry. For some context, I am from a cow-calf operation in southwestern Minnesota, so the most experience I have with pork industry is having relatives who do pork and a grandpa who used to be a pork producer. So for myself, you know, the most I had was doing show pigs, not actual production. So that's kind of why I jumped into the Pork Producers Young Advocates Issue Meet, is because I just wanted to challenge myself and see what I could do here.
Much of Lanou's experience in the cattle industry translated over to the issues in the pork industry.
Oh, very much so. I mean, you look at some of the things we have in Prop 12, like just because it happened to pork doesn't mean it can't translate to beef. Or if we look at some of the sustainability issues with water waste, yeah, that's a big issue in beef right now too. But I also do like to recognize the differences that our industries have and just acknowledge that and really work towards understanding both sides and realizing, yeah, what I do on my cow-calf operation isn't going to translate to pork. And just realizing those differences is really, really helpful as I work towards becoming a bigger agricultural advocate.
On Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.